when allegations were made, in large part because of the footage that The Guardian obtained, the IPCC did not start an independent investigation immediately. Instead, what they did was manage the City of London police investigation. A managed investigation is very different from an independent one. And whenever there is a serious allegation of police involvement leading up to a death, there should be an independent investigation.
Because as Brian Paddick said, there were several officers from the City of London Police Force present when Mr. Tomlinson was struck. So for that force to be involved in the investigation was clearly wrong.
It's quite remarkable, because the idea of having another force conduct an investigation is supposed to offer some kind of independence, even without the IPCC directly conducting it. In this case, it was the City of London Police and the Met Police involved in policing the protests. So the allegation also was that some of the officers who'd been in contact with Ian Tomlinson were City of London officers, which does raise very serious questions about their capacity to conduct any kind of objective investigation at all. And another issue is that during that time, the police immediately released statements saying that they hadn't had any contact with Ian Tomlinson. From a legal perspective, that raises the question as to how they could have been seriously conducting an investigation, objectively trying to establish the facts, when they were simultaneously briefing that those facts had not taken place in the way suggested. So I think it raises very fundamental questions about the nature of the early investigation. And it's worth bearing in mind that in an event of this nature and the tragic death, the moments immediately after that occurs are crucial. And that's when you would expect evidence to be being collected at the scene of the incident, eyewitness accounts to be being taken. And in this case, it was The Guardian who went round collecting that evidence and presenting it. And really, one would expect that to have been done by the police.
And at one point on Tuesday night, it appeared that it was The Guardian that was under investigation and not the police.
Well, there were really a remarkable series of events this week. The police, when The Guardian published the footage, the IPCC then said that The Guardian was running the risk of prejudicing the investigation. Now, that begs the question as to whether there would have been an investigation were it not for The Guardian aggressively publishing and persisting in its use of that footage. So I think that the response of both the police and the IPCC really has been quite remarkable, and it's put The Guardian in a position of really driving forward an issue that otherwise, it appears, would have been buried.
This isn't the first time that public confidence in an independent police complaints system has been undermined. Will the IPCC now face further reforms?
I think it's inevitable that serious questions will be continued to be asked. Many people that I've spoken to and many lawyers who've been involved in numerous cases with the IPCC have said that everything that went wrong in the Ian Tomlinson case was predictable and a repeat of things that have gone wrong in the past. The IPCC has been under continuous criticism for its lack of independence and for its tendency to really join forces with the police. If they are to act in a truly independent way, they need to step away from the police. And in a situation like this, you would have expected them to actually cooperate with The Guardian rather than side with the police against the information we were putting out in the public domain. I think this case may in some ways have a very positive long-term effect by forcing the issue of the IPCC's need to reform onto the agenda.